Hello there. There we go. Hello there, and welcome to episode 178 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. And Nail Fury is laughing at me in the background because I hit the record button, but I believe the cat also hit the record button and turned off the recording. So, we're basically having to start over. Yep, there it is. There is a second recording, very clearly, or a first recording, but when he tried to step on my keyboard, he must have successfully stepped on the keyboard and therefore stopped the first try at the recording. The joys of cat. So, to sum up what we had been talking about, a really amusing graphical glitch in Helldivers 2, where it looked like you were basically swimming across the ground all the way through.
Yep.
So much so that one of your group members even went WTF on the mic. It's like, what the crap?
Yeah.
Because they were seeing it too. And then similarly, you were playing Marvel Rivals with your brother when I got home from the daddy-daughter dance, hence why I'm wearing a tie right now on the YouTube portion of the podcast. And you said those games are going pretty well because of you were playing Spider-Man, who is your current DPS main?
Yep, and one of the cool things about one of those games is me and Venom, not Sword Agent, we basically swarmed the entire enemy team.
Oh, gee. So you just were all over them.
Yeah, me and Venom basically got on the wall that was above their door.
Oh, no.
And then when they came out, Venom charged in with his, basically slam to the ground button ability.
Splat.
Which, yeah. And that did quite a bit of damage. And then I dove in, used my uppercuts and got them into the air. And we just basically started punching and attacking them.
Nice. Very nice.
And then once the enemy Venom was about to die, the rest of our team showed up, healed him, and then he just basically killed the other tank.
Jeez.
That entire game was in front of the enemy base.
Oh, no. Splat, splat, splat.
They could not get out whatsoever.
Nice. A full shutdown, then.
Yeah, basically. Sword Agent even said, "This is sad."
You guys just destroyed them. Nice.
Yeah. One of them decided to turn into some sort of character. I can't remember which one. They managed to sneak past us and got onto the payload. But then I charged in. Basically like, hey! And then webbed them up and killed them.
Sue Storm, maybe, because they can turn invisible?
Maybe.
You don't remember, you just kind of stomped him that fast?
Yeah.
Nice. So the other thing that I guess is now the cat show version that is lost because of the reset button being hit was We haven't been able to play much World of Warcraft. However, I did manage to sneak in doing five time walking dungeons for the weekly on my Druid Healer. So we're at least good to go for the next week on the account. Another week closer to the event mount, since this month, I guess, is turbulent time ways.
Huh.
Anything else, gaming wise? Because I can't remember what I've said on this recording versus what I said on the other recording, or what was said when it wasn't recording, because everybody's been sick still. I think everybody's finally feeling better. I mean, better enough that Daddy Daughter Dance happened. I'm sipping on some lemon ginger tea at the moment myself.
Nice.
But
Well, this isn't really video game related, but I found it pretty coincidental and therefore pretty cool.
all right.
So I had a dream where I was in this blizzard inside a wooden lodge. I found the two really hurt foxes, and for some reason I just put them outside in the blizzard.
Oops.
I did not have control of this dream, by the way. Was mostly watching it. But when I woke up, two friends of mine texted me like, "Hey, I'm sick." And I was just thinking to myself, "Huh, that does not feel right."
Weird. Huh.
Yeah, because something I noticed with these foxes is that I did have a deep connection with them. Even though for some reason I put them outside in the blizzard. But yeah, that's the weird coincidence.
That is strange. It gives me Endling vibes, like that game Endling.
Yeah. Honestly, didn't really like playing that, but I did like watching it on YouTube.
Cool.
Oh, for Helldivers, I finally found out what loadout I'm using for each enemy.
Oh.
Yeah, for the Illuminid, I basically use a assault rifle, the stunning spear, and strong grenades.
Okay.
For armor, I use the military-like armor that gives a 100% boost in physical attacks. I know that because I accidentally killed Sword Agent instantly.
Oh, yeah. That back of the head punch that just suddenly, bam, there went his health.
Yeah, because he punched me, so I wanted to punch him, and I did. But he
then
dropped
he was dead.
It. Yeah.
Oops.
But
awkward.
I didn't know that was gonna happen.
Makes me think of that scene in, I think it was Avengers, where Thor gives the Hulk like a nudge on the shoulder, and then Hulk just kind of punches him and he goes flying.
Yeah.
Like, goodbye.
Because he was at full health too, like 100% health. But that didn't matter. And then for stratagems, I basically become my own weapon. But also, well, actually, no, I do become my own weapon. I just have two turrets I can use, and then a heavy machine gun and the supply pack.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember you mentioning that one, because then you're supplying yourself and keep yourself up and running thanks to those extra supplies just literally on your back.
Yeah. And then for Terminids, I go the heavy armor inflammable outfit. And all the fire-based weapons I can have. And then I get all of the assault stratagems that have fire.
All the fire.
Yeah. And then the manned cannon turret. Because if you remember, I showed you that clip of that Bile Titan falling on top of me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I shot him in the head. I killed it. But it removed my head as well.
Yeah.
Trade seas. For automatons, it was pretty dang hard to find which stratagems and armor worked for me. But eventually, I went with heavy machine gun, supply pack, and then the two manned turrets. Which is basically the one I use, basically the loadout I use for the Illuminid, but I used different armor, sidearm, gun, and grenades.
Cool.
Because, with the automatons, you kind of have to have that explosion resistance armor.
Yep.
Because the armor that I used has a 50% reduced damage from explosions.
Yes. Exactly.
They really like their bombs.
Yeah.
And then I think that's pretty much it for Helldivers.
Well, cool though. It's good that you have a plan for each of them. Are the Illuminate servers a little more stable these days?
Yeah.
Good. It's about time.
Indeed. But also, I cannot drive the new car for the life of me.
Yeah, I've noticed that because I've gone flying way too many times on the back of that thing.
Yeah, you're just manning the gun, and then I'm just driving like a maniac.
Exactly.
I hit a wall, and then you just go, wee! You should have put on your seatbelt.
They don't come with seat belts. Ugh.
Honestly, it was really funny to see you fly.
Wee. Then didn't
Abba-da-ba.
you back up over me at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
Yeah,
just a
because
speed bump to you at this point.
you stood up, and then I went backwards in reverse to go back to get you. And then ran over you.
Yep.
To which that's basically when you went, nope, done with it, and ran away from the car.
Yeah. Oh, all the lights are about to turn off down here because it's that point.
I'm turning off all the lights slowly. Please be sure you're headed up.
Nice.
I love that little reminder, usually, except we're recording way late because the weekend has just been that busy.
Yep.
So, aside from gaming, since we then transition typically over, any news-related TikToks that you've been seeing?
Surprisingly, oh, actually, yes. Trump is doing some sort of tariff thing.
Yeah. He's starting a trade war with China, Mexico, and Canada. So everything is about to become much more expensive. All the things. Just they're all going to be more expensive.
I believe I saw a TikTok of someone in a grocery store, unsure where, unsure which store, but eggs were like $23.
Yeah, the average price of eggs as of Saturday's podcast. I was listening to NPR podcast on the drive to drop your older sister back off at college, and the average price across the country is $7 and something cents for a carton of a dozen
Oof.
eggs.
Oof.
So the reason egg prices are so high is a large mix of reasons, like bird flu, like this, regardless of president, just to be fair, bird flu, supply issues, demand. So the cost of eggs is up, period. They were up
So,
prior to Trump becoming president, but thanks to the trade war that he's doing, other things are going to start going up in price too.
basically what I'm hearing is, there's not really any way to control eggs.
Right. And there's not really a good way to control prices in general, like in the greater scheme of things. So that's why when he was promising on the campaign trail of, oh, I'm going to help you get grocery prices down. Well, then he backpedaled on that one because he, can't.
Oh yeah, Trumpers are making excuses for him by saying he said it's going to be very hard.
Right. But that was one of the campaign promises that people probably listened to, which is why he got in the first place. And yet now, oh wait, now that I'm in, it's not happening. It's going to be too hard. Well, Harris had some plans for that. Like by limiting price gouging on corporations, by limiting food manufacturers from going full profit. But of course, Harris isn't the one in office, so that it's not going to happen. Of course, she wouldn't have been successful either, given that the House and Senate both went enough Republican that nothing would have gotten done at least the first 2 years of her presidency had she been president.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So, the other thing in the news that you may or may not have heard about would be the severance package being offered to federal employees.
Can you elaborate?
So he went out and offered, okay, if you guys quit your federal jobs, the government will pay you until September because he wants to shrink the amount of people employed. But he doesn't have the power to offer that. So it's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie.
How many people have fallen for that, if any?
I hope not many. I really do because they're in for a rude surprise and it's going to be heartbreaking. I know I have at least one friend who has a relative that works for the federal government that received the same email that was leaked to the press, and they said who they know isn't going to bother with it because there's close enough to like a long-term working for the federal government mark that once they hit that mark, they'd theoretically be able to retire from the federal government and they'd get a pension. They'd get a pretty good, retirement bonus. So they're not jumping ship just because of that. But others are going to fall for it. And it's sad. Did you hear about the recent plane crashes and like the tragedy of a plane hitting a helicopter in Washington, D.C. recently?
And how he's been blaming LGBTQ and Democrats, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's track that back just a little bit further because in January 17th, before he became president, SpaceX, Elon Musk's space program, they had an explosion and were fined for it because it rerouted air traffic. So when Trump took office, he fired a bunch of people at the TSA, froze hiring at the TSA, and yeah. Oh, look, suddenly we're having a bunch of tragic accidents in the air when we haven't had them in like 15, 16 years. And now we've had two or three. So he's trying to redirect blame when this is one of those situations where his actions have directly caused consequences.
Something I saw on TikTok is supposedly one of the people on that plane was a kid who finally got rid of cancer with treatment.
That was a different crash, but yes, that wasn't the same crash as the one that the plane hit the helicopter, but this was a separate, it was a medevac flight that crashed. So yet another one of those plane crash tragedies that didn't used to happen at all. Yet there it is.
Aren't plane crashes supposed to be rare?
It is. It used to be safer to fly than it was to drive. Statistically speaking.
Is it not anymore?
It's slowly becoming not anymore based on just the statistics of the last week.
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait and see what happens. Oh, and like the primary person that would normally be conducting the like overseeing why these various crashes have happened. He was one of the people fired, or she. I don't know what they were, but just whoever that was, that position was vacated thanks to Trump, and that's the individual that would have typically investigated these things or led the investigations or assigned people. Yeah. So the investigation is going to get slowed down too.
Bruh.
Yeah. It's a mess. Complete and utter mess.
Jeez.
And then this trade war that just was announced happening. We, the peons, are in for some interesting times ahead. That's for sure.
I'm assuming this means I'm more likely not going to get my healthy things I've been asking for.
Yeah, it's definitely going to hit the grocery bill quite a bit because tomatoes come from Mexico. Lots of produce comes from Mexico. I don't know what he's thinking. I really don't. He's creating a problem so that he can solve it. Just like he did with TikTok, just like he usually does. So he can be hailed the hero for solving the problem that he created.
And some people, some of the other defenders of him have been saying that's him taking responsibility.
Yeah, that's not. There are better ways to do this that don't cause mass public problems.
Yeah.
But ugh. All right, well, it is getting late, and I need to probably process this. Is there anything else on your mind? Like, process the files and get them posted.
How has LGBTQ stuff been going with this politics stuff?
We're all female. Thanks to that presidential, that executive order. So otherwise, not overly well. I mean, just
we're all lesbians.
Yeah, I guess so. Because yeah, he's a moron in that respect especially. And I can say that with full confidence because he doesn't understand the science behind it, nor do his supporters.
Oh, I'm wondering if, English.
Yeah, it's getting late.
Do you want to bring up some stuff from my paper about abortion?
That is probably a larger thing to maybe tackle later, just because that's a lot to unpack.
Okay.
And right now, I don't believe... I think the Republicans are trying to ban it nationwide, but it's just sitting in committee at the moment, and it's hopefully not going to go anywhere, and at least won't go anywhere in the Senate because they'll filibuster it and stop it. But they're trying at the federal level. They're working on it.
Just wanting to say the paper I did make has some good points.
Yes, it did. In a pro-choice sort of way, just to clarify for those that didn't have a chance to read it or look at it, since we're lightly glossing over it due to time.
Yeah.
All right, though.
Maybe we can bring it up more next podcast.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to come up on the news at some point. So, yeah, there'll probably be plenty of opportunity.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, jumping the gun here. this was episode 178 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. You can either leave a comment on the blog, either blog that posts it on YouTube, or write in at podcast@flameflash.net. We'll see you. We'll listen. And with that, we'll sign off. Now's your chance, bud.
Live with honor.
Indeed. Have a good night.